Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. I had a debate last night in the household with, well, the main person that I debate with in our household.
Milko?
No. Oh. Our five-year-old daughter, Arwen.
Oh, no. The little one. Oh, no.
The spirited child.
Yes,
that's what we call her, the spirited child.
I get it.
Sometimes the pain in the neck child, but the spirited child.
Yeah.
So last night, we were just sitting on, I was sitting on the lounge, and I was just folding some washing, and then she came down and sat beside me, and she goes, "Mum, I've got a new word, a new word that I'm going to use every day."
All right.
And I said, "Oh, what's this new word that you've got?" So she's got a word that she's made up herself. She's come up with a word that she must have heard somewhere.
Okay.
Not going to name any names, but I did give my husband a look.
All right.
So it's the new word starts with four letters.
Okay.
So those four letters start with an F. That ends in a K.
Oh, and so has it got a U and a C in the middle?
Yes, so that's the first syllable of her new word. And then the second syllable is E.
Oh, so...
So she says E, but puts it together and that's her new word. Oh, so she goes, that's my new word. It is Effie.
Effie?
Yeah, well, not but with those other three letters in between.
With the whole...
Which takes it from a lovable Greek lady with big hair to a not-so-lovable five-year-old who is swearing. So I said to her, look, I don't think you can use it, and then we ended up getting into a big debate over this new word of hers.
It doesn't sound the same.
You've said it and it sounds exactly the way that it's said.
But it's not actually the same word.
How is it not the same word?
Because I don't think it sounds like it.
But it sounds exactly the same because it's got the rude word at the front, and if you say it, people will get upset.
No, they do it at the first. Yeah, but
if you said pucky, then that would be fine.
Pucky.
Yeah, pucky. If you said mucky, even that would be cool.
But what about mucky?
Mucky is fine.
What about biscuit mucky?
Biscuit mucky is great.
That's great.
Cupcake cookie mucky?
Yeah, cupcake cookie mucky is good too. You just can't say the one with the F in front of it.
Cupcake cookie mucky, donut.
Yeah, all of that's good. Are we happy now?
Cupcakes and poo-poo.
Oh, well, you can say that. But we're not doing the F-bomb, okay?
Yes.
Can I just make an observation that I get where you were going with this.
Yeah.
But I prefer her original word. All those other variations are all crap.
You're not the one who has to drop her off and pick her up from preschool.
That was way better with the F word there.
No, it might have been better for you, Damien Leith, but not for me.
Ducky. Who wants to say ducky?
Ducky.
Pucky, mucky, looky. Yeah, forget it.
Cupcake.
Arwen, stick to your guns, girl.
Do not listen to Uncle Damien, Arwen. He's a bad influence. When she gets sent to juvie, I'm blaming you, Damien Leith.
I reckon she could hire her out. I'm more than happy for her to go in and with the Combank and renegotiate my home.
I know. She'll get you a better rate. Don't you worry about that.
She's full on. Jeez.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
I'd risk it.
You gotta risk it to get the biscuit.
I'd risk it.
That is a great movie line from a crap movie from 2009 called Fired Up. We love it. You've got to risk it for the biscuit.
Yeah.
But here right now, we have five awesome movie quotes from blockbuster movies, which we're going to play for Jade and Damien. You guys just need to identify the movie, And playing for you this morning, got Liam hanging out on the phone lines here from Shell Harbour, playing on Team Jade. And Damien, for you, Mel at West Gong.
All right. Did you see what Jade did? She closed down her computer. She's really getting in the zone for this.
Well, I started so strong, I just mopped the floor with you, but you're crawling back every day.
I'm crawling back. Here we go. All right, I'm ready.
Five movies. Just need the name of the movie. Correct title, okay?
Yep.
Movie number one, coming at you. Good luck.
All right, all right,
Jade.
All right.
Who was first?
It was Jade.
I think it was Jade.
Dallas Light Buyers Club.
No, was it?
Isn't it? All right, all right, all right.
No. Oh. It was his first ever movie.
Oh, I thought it was from Dallas Buyers Club.
But I can't remember. It's back in school. He's like a toolie at school. But I can't remember what it's called.
Oh,
it's schools.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember what it's called. What's it called?
I was going to say Boys in the Sire. That's the only other movie I remember him from earlier days. But I know who you're talking about. And yeah,
you're right, though. He does play a bit of a toolie.
Yeah, plays a bit of a toolie. Jade. Dazed and Confused.
All right.
I wouldn't have got it.
All right, we'll give you that one. Okay, let's move on to...
I did help her.
Thanks for your help, Dave.
Movie number two.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly
be
any dumber.
Jade. Dumb and Dumber.
Yes. No,
which one, though? Number one or number two?
That's number one. Because then he goes, you totally redeem yourself.
Go do something like this. And totally redeem yourself.
I should have jumped in fast. I knew that the minute I heard it. All right, Damien, we need you to come home like a freight train here.
Who's on my side, Mel?
I reckon we got the movies here for you. So it's 2-0 at this point. Let's go to movie number three.
I'm dead sexy.
Jake.
Damien.
Oh, come on.
Come on, it's awesome. Oh, no.
The movie?
I think it was Goldmember, was it? He was in Goldmember, but you're going to say it was the other one.
What movie is that one? What grabs that one from, though?
It's the second one.
The body. Oh,
come on,
yeah.
It was awesome. Part. Just give it to me.
Which one was it? It was The Spy Who Shagged
Me. Yeah, come on. Yeah. Just give me.
All right.
Give me a break.
Damien's on the comeback train. We have two movies to come, but Jade is up 2-1.
That was a sympathy movie for you.
Well, I gave you Dazed and Confused. Just remember that.
All right, movie number four.
You ever dance with the devil in the
Damien?
Batman,
you
Jack Nicholson.
Yes. Two each. Comes down to the decider.
Oh, see, look, I was being nice and now it could cost me.
You came out of the boxes and flew, but...
Oh, no.
The fifth and final movie. Okay. Both right to go?
Yep.
Good luck.
You get nothing. You lose.
Jed! Charlie the Chocolate Factory.
Yes.
It is, yes. That's Gene Wilder.
It is, at the end.
Yeah.
Good day, sir.
That's right.
Well played, Jade. Good day, sir.
Oh, no, that's
good day to you.
Win for Jade. We need to go to Liam. Liam, congratulations. You got the win.
G'day, Liam. Liam doesn't want the prize.
He's so excited. He's dropped off.
He's dazed and confused as well. He's bailed out.
Look, Liam Michelle Harbour, we'll get him sorted out with $50 pack of these Sweet Splits. Check out the website, sweetsplits.com.au, Australia's famous loaded chunky cookies.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Last couple of days, I've been home alone.
Oh, doing the Kevin McAllister, hey?
I have indeed. Eileen and the kids have been off in Canberra at Government House singing for the Government Governor General's wife. Yeah, it's been pretty cool. Yeah. So while they were away, Eileen, stocked me up with everything. I mean, there's chicken and there's mince and there's yogurts and there's everything. It's all in the fridge, So that, which was a beautiful thing to do.
Do you do the same when you go away? You went away for a couple of weekends of gigs. Did you do the same? You stocked up the fridge for your wife?
Yeah, I shouldn't have said that. I knew I shouldn't have said that. Of course I did. I stocked her up with beers, but she doesn't drink.
So really, you're just putting your beers into that car when you got home?
Of course. After a long drive, that's what you want. Anyway, they left and Eileen said, just make sure you're eating well, all right? Do the right thing. Because I have a tendency of not eating. I go through phases of just not eating. I couldn't be bothered. Anyway, first night away, which was two nights ago, I looked at all the stuff in the fridge and I thought, oh, jeez, it's a lot of effort.
I mean, to take that chicken out of the packet.
To fry that chicken, do something with that chicken. So there was a tin of beans in the cupboard and I just went, beans on toast.
It's a protein.
It's a winner. It's a winner on so many levels. So I got the beans and I'm on that toast and it was delicious. Now, it's only me and my little dog Billy in the house.
Yeah.
And it's lonely in the house. So I wanted Billy to come upstairs.
Need another body.
Well, I just needed him to hang around outside the bedroom, just so I feel like if anything goes wrong, Billy's on patrol,
Isn't he like 17 years old and the size of like a cushion with legs?
And he's deaf as well.
And he's deaf too. Right. And isn't he bumping into things because you might be going blind too?
He's bumping into things. He's struggling, but still, he's a deterrent for any sort of people that are coming into the house.
You're hoping they'll trip over him on their way to you.
And look, everybody knows if there's any ghosts or monsters, dogs scare them away.
All right.
He wouldn't come up. I was like, what's going on here? Why wouldn't he come up? And I picked up his whole bed. I brought him upstairs. And then I hear him walking back down the stairs. Like, what's the story? Now, maybe it was the beans. Maybe he felt that the beans was a deterrent for him. You know. So anyway, yesterday I went home and I was inspired by our International Fries Day. And I got the stag chili. And I made another.
Oh, you made it.
I made another dish of stag chili. I went with the slow burn. Oh. After that, I couldn't even convince Billy to go up the stairs at all. He wouldn't go anywhere near me. He was like, no, I'm not touching that.
Burn.
He was like, geez, he needs a mask to hang around us.
Your poor family. When do they come back home?
You know, I've opened all the windows before I left this morning. If they get home around 5 this evening, it should be aerated.
Oh, and if not, you're just going to say, I don't know what Billy's been rolling in, but
Billy's stomach.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
This is awesome. It's Wave FM. Stop it up. Jade and Damien's gonna do your job. Let's update on Stop It Up.
Yeah, Jade and Damien, it's been tough right across the state, probably right across the country for a number of months now off the back of COVID. Businesses are finding it tough to fill spots, you know, and find staff, find employees.
Well, that's right. I mean, Jade, you've mentioned Alani, your own daughter, has been offered so many jobs recently, including SpaceX. Elon Musk has been in touch with her to ask her, did she want to be involved in a rocket launch?
Oh, that was just...
That's another reference check coming through for Alani.
It is, actually. It really is. Like, honestly, there are jobs. People are desperate, absolutely desperate.
Just can't get people.
They can't be kept. So Damien and I thought we would offer our services for free to any business in the Illawarra. If you need a little helping hand, I don't know how much of a help we'll be, but we're willing to give it a shot.
Happy to help. And Jade and Damien's Staff It Up has been launched. One of the many, many businesses who've jumped on board saying, help, is the Oak Flats Bowling Club. We've got the CEO, Debbie, on the line. Morning, Deb.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Deb, we are doing well. Now, we did chat to you earlier in the week. What was it that you needed us to take care of for you?
Mate, like many clubs, we're very short-staffed in the hospitality industry, so we run some big raffles at our club on a Thursday night.
Yeah.
So I think you guys need to get out of those chairs and start really working for a living. Come and give us a hand.
Okay, all right.
Deb's been in the studio. She knows how little we do.
The jig is up.
All right, so you mean like tonight then? So yeah, the tonight. Meat raffle tonight. Do you want us there?
Absolutely. That'd be fantastic.
Okay, what time does it kick off? Because we've got to be there from when the tickets are on sale, because we've got to spruik the tickets. Yeah.
From 5 o'clock.
We'll get on down there. We'll be raring to go. We'll be walking around the club with meat in our hands.
You could wear a meat dress. I could wear a meat dress like Lady Gaga.
Oh, wow.
Just to really, you know, sell the sizzle. No one will probably want the meat afterwards, though.
Somehow, I don't think, Debbie, you want that, do you?
No, I prefer not to, guys. But
okay, look, I was just trying to get creative.
There's the health and safety, and there's all that sort of stuff.
Well, that's
involved.
True. That's true.
Oak Flats Bowling Club, tonight we are going to be the Spruikers Extraordinaire. This will be the biggest amount of tickets ever sold.
Oh, Damien, don't talk us up before we've actually done the job.
This is going to be big. This is going to be big. Actually, I'm on the website. It says $1,500 worth of meat trays tonight.
Okay, so if we can sell over $1,000, how many tickets do you usually sell, Deb, on a Thursday night?
We sell hundreds and hundreds.
Okay, so how about if we could sell over $1,000 worth of tickets, Damien, you sing a song?
Absolutely.
But wait a minute. I'll
let you have my meat dress after I finish wearing it.
I would have thought if we did less, I'd sing a song. Okay, and then if we do more, okay, well, all right. Yeah, I'll do a song.
Job's done.
Singing
job's
a song
done.
At our club is better than easier than trying to get onto Neighbours again, Damien.
Well, all right. Sounds like a plan.
All right, good on you, Deb. Well, warn the staff, right. Warn the patrons, warn the members. We are hurtling towards Oak Flats Bowling Club this afternoon for the Thursday night meet raffle, okay?
All right, thank you. Thank you, guys. Can't wait to see you guys.
Meet you later. Oak Flats Bolo tonight, Illawarra. If you've got a job that you think Jade and Damien are up for, hit us up. They'd love to staff it up at wavefm.com.au.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
A very happy birthday to Edith Clark from Kiama, who turns 100 today.
Didn't we do this yesterday?
Look.
Roughly around this time yesterday.
Look, we may have said happy birthday to Edith yesterday from Kiama, who turns 100. It turns out that Edith was 99 yesterday, and today is the day that she turns 100. I forgot what day she was born.
Wow.
So I just want to say, because Edith is listening, happy birthday, Edith. You made the triple digits. If you hadn't been listening yesterday, Damien did sing you a song.
I did sing for you yesterday. Jade, I'm concerned here about you. So you forgot that it was Edith is turning 100.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The Queen is going to be sending a letter to her. Yes. The Queen hasn't forgotten to send the letter.
The Queen's what, 90?
She's going to be 98.
Yeah.
And you've forgotten.
And I'm 42.
Jed.
And I'm the one who's forgetting everything.
Jed, I'm concerned. I'm concerned. Well, Edith, for the second time, very happy birthday to you. Let's hear that music. Yeah.
Yeah!
Is this, we're not going to be doing this tomorrow?
No, no.
Are you 100% sure today?
I'm 100% for sure. Yes, it's 14th of the 7th, 1922 she was born.
Right.
So this is 14th of the 7th, yeah, it's 14th of the 7th, 2022.
All right.
So 100 today. Happy birthday, Edith.
Edith, a very happy birthday to you. I hope you get spoilt rotten. I hope that Jade remembers to drop over a present for you.
Not likely, Edith.
Good luck.
Enjoy blowing out your candles.
Yeah.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM. Ask us anything. Can I get an
answer? Oh, yeah. We put this up on our Facebook page, I think last weekend, and got inundated again with a whole bunch of questions from listeners wanting to know stuff about Jade and Damien. And for transparency, you guys have not been exposed to any of these questions. So you're hearing them this morning for the first time.
I do worry about this sometimes. Anyway, go for it. Yeah. Go for it.
You good to go?
Yeah.
Okay, a couple of quiet ones here just to warm you up. How do you like to be comforted when you're sad or upset?
Oh, comforting. Well, you know what? I love when Eileen comes along. My wife, and she rubs my head with her nails.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
See, that's nice. Like a head massage, yeah. You know, that kind of vibe. That's not when I'm sad. I just like that in general.
Yeah, like I was going to say. Yeah,
that's really any time, actually.
I'm not very touchy, so I don't like that necessarily. Give me a cuddle or anything when I feel sad.
Oh.
What do I like?
You like space.
I like space.
Get away.
Let me go read a book. That's how I'd like to get comfort if I'm feeling sad or something. Wow. Just give me some time out. Let me go read a book.
And then you kind of regroup and come back.
Yeah, that's right. Or go for a walk.
Okay. What are some things that you think about when you're sitting on the toilet?
Everything. I do my best thinking on the loo.
First thing I ask is, yeah, geez, I must have eaten. What was it I ate?
Oh, really? Oh, God. I'm generally.
What did this damage?
I'm generally thinking, what was that sound? Who was that? And we're waiting for a cry.
Yeah, actually, that is true. There's always someone at the door, isn't there?
All right. If you've just tuned in, it's Ask Jade and Damien Anything. And these are questions that have been sent in through our Facebook page from listeners. And you guys have not been exposed to these prior to now. Have you ever walked in? Wow. Have you ever walked in on your parents doing the do?
Jeez. No, I haven't. But
I haven't. But I remember once in a house that we were living in, I was my bedroom was next door.
Did you?
I'm scarred from the experience.
Did you hear?
I heard.
Oh.
And not just like, you know, something that goes bump in the night.
It was an
amorous
night.
I had the full conversations.
Oh.
Like the full, I didn't, like, you know, it was a blow by blow account.
Oh, blow by blow.
I did not need to. Okay. I had the pillow over my head. Like I had the doona over my head. I was just lying there going, this is torture.
Yeah.
Because I was in like high school, so I'm like, this is torture. Oh, no one needs to know this.
No.
It's like, this is something that people go to therapy for. That's what that experience was.
Yeah, no.
I still remember it now.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that.
Oh, no. No, I'm like,
it sounds just like that, wasn't it?
All right. And the final question this morning. Oh, this is about your parents too. Did your parents ever give you that birds and the bees talk? How did it go?
I had it. I was in a car with my dad, and you know what was weird? I went to a psychologist.
Yeah.
Because I was a weird kid, but I went to a psychologist, and the psychologist said, you need to have a chat with him about all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And we drove for 3 hours. 3 hours from the psychologist to our house, and in that time, it was the longest drive of my life.
Oh, wow.
As dad didn't want to tell me, I didn't really want to hear it, but that was it. And then he gave me a book. He says, What Every Boy Should Know.
Oh, wow. All right, but 3 hours, Birds of the Beagle. That's a marathon. Did he start, like, with the creation of man?
Oh, no, he went
through... through the history of...
The ins and outs.
Yeah. We had that book, Where Do I Come From?
Yeah, same thing.
But then I think Mum tried to do the, like, let's do the bit, and I stopped her and went, I already know, Jude.
Steady on.
You're right. I could probably teach you a thing or two.
Yeah, I already heard.
Remember the noise you made last night?
I learned a lot.
Remember year eight in that house?
Oh, no.
You've already taught me more than enough.
All right.
I'm trying to unteach myself.
Yeah. Ask Jade and Damien anything. If you've got questions, I reckon these guys have answers, so shoot them through to us. Facebook or jump onto the website wavefm.com.au.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.